While it poses as the attempt to apply neuroscientific findings directly to education, it as a rule passes over educating the pupils themselves into the basics of neuroscience. So toddlers even, and youngsters, first and foremost, are taught first that they have a brain, and second, that they are their brain. As we, for example, read on the website National Geographic for Kids, you carry around a 3-pound mass of rinky material in your head that controls every single thing you will ever do, from enabling you to think, learn, create, and feel emotions to controlling every blink, breath, and heartbeat. So the children are theoretically instructed into the neuro gaze, or into the neuro perspective. So note here maybe another aspect of Sigmund Freud's idea of there being three impossible professions: educating, governing, and doing psychology. So as doing psychology is eventually impossible, psychologists themselves take recourse to education, to psychoeducation, in an attempt to overcome the structural impossibility of their own profession and their own practice. But what then, if anything, changes in the era of digitalization? Is the interpolative scheme of neuropsychologization still valid when increasingly what we are, what we do, what we think passes over digital technology? So one can, for example, observe how teaching empathy to children involves more and more digital technologies and devices. As we read in a press release of Class Dojo, which is a learning platform popular around the world, we read Class Dojo is teaching kids empathy in 90% of the K-8 schools nationwide. So that's in the United States. At a time when empathy is in decline and bullying is on the rise, educators see promise in the app's lessons on kindness and respect. So clearly, Class Dojo, as many other digital educational platforms, is highly psychologized, targeting above all psychosocial issues such as empathy, bullying, mental health, etc. But what we should not miss here is that instead of the psy expert or his stand-in, the teacher, the educationalist, who calls parents and children into the psychological discourse, it's the technology itself teaching us neuropsy lessons. So it's not longer the teacher who is geared up with knowledge and techniques of psychology, it is the app. And here the first question enforces itself: if psychologistic agendas in education used to depend on the involvement of the teacher, what is then the effect of an app-driven interpolation, if it's still to be called in that way? An app-driven interpolation based on data gathering and algorithms. For example, in Class Dojo, it's the app itself asking the psychologizing questions. For example, after showing a video, the children are asked, what feeling words can you use to describe Mojo in this video? How does Mojo feel and why? How does Katie feel and why? Do you think Mojo knew how she was feeling? Why or why not? So in other words, if we transfer psychologization and neurologization from the human to the digital app, is this a decisive shift or not? Now, to answer this, let us take a look further into the digitalization of parenting and education.